How important is it to find the cancer before it metastasizes?
Localized prostate cancer, that means it hasn't spread outside the prostate, tends to have a 5-year disease-specific survival of near 100%. However, if the disease has spread outside the prostate, that survival goes down to less than 25%.
This is with the current treatment. What is this treatment and why does your research indicate it is the wrong approach?
Traditional treatment is to use androgen deprivation therapy, whereby you give agents that cut off the production of testosterone by the body. This has been mainstay for the past few decades. Now, there are newer agents that have been introduced over the last decade which have shown improvement in patient survival. However, what our study shows is that treating the local tumor, either by surgery or radiation, further confers some sort of survival benefit.
I don't understand why we don't treat the primary cancer now, even after it's spread.
I don't understand either. It's one of those things where, even though we have retrospective studies, namely from the Mayo Clinic 10, 15 years ago, illustrating that local therapy could make a difference, it's never been really explored. So, in other cancers such as kidney and colon, we know that taking the primary tumor out or treating the primary tumor does have a survival advantage. So, that's one of the big questions why we're not doing it.
In tests on 250 men who had metastatic prostate cancer, the survival rate jumped from 22.5 to 67%.
This is not a curative approach. Unfortunately, once the disease is metastatic, it's rarely cured. However, if you're talking about adding a few years to a patient's life, it can be huge for them.
Dr. Stephen Culp at UVA Cancer Center. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.